This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The U.S. administrator in Iraq, Paul Bremer, said today that those responsible for yesterday's car bombing in Baghdad will be brought to justice. At least six people were killed and dozens wounded when a powerful car bomb exploded in the center of the city outside the Baghdad Hotel. It was the seventh fatal car bombing since early August. So far, none of those responsible has been found. The ongoing violence poses a serious challenge to the U.S.-led occupation. Another challenge comes from an influential Shiite Muslim cleric whose Hausa movement rejects any accommodation with Americans, NPR's Guy Raz reports.
Muqtada al-Sadr is only 30 years old, but his words now resonate with millions of young, dispossessed Iraqi Shiites. After prayers this past Friday, Sadr announced the creation of a self-appointed government, one that intends to challenge the legitimacy of the U.S.-appointed governing council, the group of Iraqis now running many of the day-to-day affairs in the country. Ayad Alawi, a member of the governing council and now serving as its rotating president, played down any simmering conflict with Sadr and his followers.
We don't think Sayyid al-Sadr is serious, but definitely is not going to undermine the council, nor the authority in Iraq, nor is going to create any major or serious unrest in the country.
But privately, some governing council members fear that any confrontation will result in just that, a violent standoff. Last week, Sadr's group took over the municipal building in a slum-ridden part of Baghdad now known as Sadr City, which was named after Muqtada's father. Baghdad's local authority has called on Sadr's backers to leave the premises. So far, they haven't, and one of Sadr's chief aides, Sheikh Nitam Hassani, says they won't either.
We will sacrifice our last drops of blood to defend this office, because this office represents the Shia people, and we will sacrifice everything for it.
Sheikh Nitam Hassani, a young, bearded representative of the movement, sits in the bustling office surrounded by other young religious leaders. Most of the top officials who belong to the movement, known as the Hausa, are young, on average between 25 and 35 years old. Sheikh Hassani says he and his comrades oppose any attempts to create a Western-style democracy here. For him, the Iraqi Governing Council and the U.S.-led authority are the same thing. Hassani explains that the Hausa seeks to establish a government based on Sharia or Islamic law and refuses to accept any alternative. Last week, U.S. forces surrounded Hausa's office in Sadr City, but soon retreated. Later in the week, two American soldiers were killed in an ambush there. Sadr City was once known as Saddam City, and it's grim irony that the district's namesake outright neglected the area. Many of the 2 million people who live here are poor and frustrated. Children kick soccer balls along the sewage-filled gutters. Peddlers wheel around carts of filthy clothing, and cars spew out black, choking exhaust fumes. Once Baghdad fell to U.S. forces, Muqtada al-Sadr and his Hausa movement filled the vacuum, setting up hospitals and schools, charitable organizations and soup kitchens. The people replied in kind. They renamed their district after Sadr's father, Muhammad Sadiq al-Sadr, the spiritual leader of the Hausa who was gunned down in 1999 by men suspected of working for Saddam Hussein. Sadiq al-Sadr's portrait is a regular accessory affixed to the front windows of most of the cars that drive along the main boulevard. These days, roving bands of armed men roam the streets here. They're members of the Imam al-Mahdi Brigade, a militia formed by followers of the young Muqtada al-Sadr. 45-year-old Sabah Qasim Hakim counts himself among the Hausa devotees. He runs a tea house here and says the people in the area are growing increasingly hostile towards the U.S. presence here. Hakim says the Americans, like Saddam, are tyrants. He says it was God, not the U.S. Army, that liberated the country from Saddam Hussein. These are words often uttered by Hausa's current leader, the young cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. U.S. officials are concerned about him. One official privately acknowledged that any attempt to arrest Muqtada al-Sadr would almost certainly result in violent clashes. But if he's guilty of a crime, the official warned ominously, He wouldn't be above the law, and we'd deal with him. Still, U.S. officials won't comment publicly on the man because they fear any statements would simply embolden him and his movement. Guy Raz, NPR News, Baghdad.